Venezuela, Juan Guaido confirms more talks, this time in Sweden. By BenQ on June 15, 2019. Venezuelan President Juan Guaido confirmed on Thursday he sent a team of diplomats to Sweden to negotiate with other world powers towards a solution to the country's ongoing political and humanitarian crisis. The talks, which took place in the Swedish capital of Stockholm, were attended by representatives of Russia, the Vatican, Cuba, and the European Union. The United States was invited but declined to attend. None of the state actors participating recognize Guaido as the nation's president. As we have said at all times, the whole world already knows the product of that meeting. That we Venezuelans have many options for the transitional government, Guaido said Thursday during a visit to Mérida State. Guaido also responded to warnings from various Venezuelan figures against participating in the talks with the regime or its international backers, claiming that all the spaces that approximate the cessation of usurpation, transitional government, and free elections are valid for the government of Venezuela. The 35-year-old, who the Venezuelan National Assembly swore into office in January, went on to argue that the talks were proof that there is a worldwide consensus that there must be a free presidential election in Venezuela, and that the usurpation must stop. Last week, Guaido claimed that nobody who is straight in the head would sit across from a dictator thinking he is negotiating in good faith after several rounds of talks in the Norwegian capital, Oslo, with the Maduro regime ended in deadlock. The majority of Venezuelans strongly opposed Guaido's past willingness to negotiate with the Maduro regime, which increasingly operates as a military dictatorship similar to Cuba. Many see the talks as a sign that Guaido's efforts to remove the Maduro regime from power have failed. A nationwide survey taken last month found that 87.6% of Venezuelans opposed any form of dialogue with the regime, while a little over 10% of respondents said they were in favor of talks. Following the initial round of talks last month, the Norwegian government said that the two sides had agreed to move forward, although Guaido quickly denied the existence of any positive outcome. The mediation meeting that we attended at the invitation of the government of Norway in Oslo has concluded, he wrote in a statement on Twitter. We have ratified our route, the end of the usurpation, a transition government, and free elections as the way to solve the tragedy that our Venezuela suffers today. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.